I'm John Kramer with Mecum Auctions, and I am on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio and on the line, excited to have the man who helps make dream cars come true, the star of the Mecum Auto Auction shows on NBC that we know and love, and bringing the auction and all that action to Chicagoland. It's the one and only John Kramer. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, Dane, thanks so much for having me. Always a pleasure to talk exciting cars, and we're looking forward to getting back to Mecum Chicago Schaumburg after a year off.
And it always amazes me, and I know whenever we get a chance to talk, I bring it up, is that on paper, in a boardroom with maybe storyboards and trying to say, hey, this is a compelling new show, it doesn't necessarily make that much sense, but it is. And I don't know if it's the drama of the auction, right? You know, it's got the time and the bidding and all of that stuff and the competition for those dream cars, or maybe it's just an opportunity to see those great cars, ones from history, ones that are really cool now, maybe that are up front, maybe ones that have come back into prominence, and have it be, because most of them, I think for a lot of us that watch, are sort of aspirational, right? And to see them where somebody is getting it, it makes for great TV.
It does. You know, that's a really good point. This is now our 14th year showing Mecum Auctions on television. We've actually been an auction company since 1988, but won on TV in 2008. And what it's done for just a lot of folks, it's a great way to engage into the collector car world, learn a lot about the cars, see what sort of the trends are, what the pricing is. And I'll tell you, it gets a lot of people's juices flowing, and we get a lot of feedback from folks that watch the show, come to the auction, and then end up, you know, buying a car or two. So, you know, it's kind of a win-win situation for everybody.
It is kind of a moving target when it comes to the prominence of cars. You got some of the, you know, the team photo of those perennial and eternal favorites, you know, the Corvettes, GTOs, Camaros, Thunderbirds, they'll all be there. But some of the cars, and it, does it surprise you as a guy who's been in and around this, where there are cars that maybe were not that popular before, or maybe were sort of run-of-the-mill pedestrian cars in their own sort of current timeline that now have become so hot? You know, you think about whether it's the Toyota Supras or the Broncos, do you guys have anybody sort of bird dogging, you know, like the futures game, kind of looking at like, hey, this is going to be the next big thing?
Well, we sort of get that insight by what our customers decide to consign to us. It's not like we're out there making the market. We are entering consignments, and we are selling the vehicles that the folks consign. And as a result of that, we observe and we keep track of the current trends. You had a couple of big ones. You mentioned the Broncos. We can go and extend beyond that to pickup trucks of all types and 4x4s and SUVs. Not maybe as surprising because of the popularity of all of those vehicles in the new market. In fact, trucks continue to be, for the Detroit 3, they continue to be their top sellers in volume. And I guess it makes sense that folks would say, hey, you know, I want a cool vintage truck as well. You mentioned Toyota Supra. That's real hot right now. And then stuff that you might not think of, the Fox Body Mustangs from the 1980s into the early 1990s. There's a whole generation of fans that grew up wanting one of those cars. Now they can afford to buy one. And guess what's happening to really nice examples? Prices are going up on those as well. So collector cars are kind of a moving target, but you might be interested to hear that overall in the past 12 months, the demand and prices of collector cars have gone through the roof. Yeah. General kind of a rule, there's exceptions to everything, up about 20% over the past year. And this is, of course, all right in the middle of this pandemic. Pretty crazy.
Here's the thing, right? Because you are seeing more people get into this game. Everybody's gotten sort of the back of their mind. They're like, oh, this is the car I would always want. If you can ask anybody, exactly, like, they'll tell you, they'll have three or four. Boy, I wish I could have this. And now, and you kind of hit on it with cars because of the pandemic and supply chain and all of those things, you just can't go out and buy a new car anymore. It's just so hard to get the regular cars. And so if people had sort of budgeted, well, I've got X amount for this new car, it's not available, maybe I'll get a car. And I think a lot of, I don't want to say guys, but a lot of people maybe within their family construct are making a case for that.
Well, I think you're exactly right. And, you know, over a long period of time, Dane, that has proven to be probably not the worst place to put a little bit of disposable income is in a fun car, whether it goes up or whether it goes down in value down the road. is usually not the primary concern of a buyer, but history has shown that, like I say, owning one of these cars, buying one, over the long period of time, 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road, it will always have a value, and in many cases, a value over what they actually paid for it. So that continues to be kind of a secondary plus. But honestly, it's the passion and the sheer joy of tapping into that important car from the past. The way I like to, the way I feel about it, I've got some cars myself, it's how I feel when I'm behind the wheel. Yep. I go back to a bygone era and I don't think about the pandemic or any of the other drama that's going on right now. I'm just in my happy place. And a lot of people are finding out the same thing.
America has a love affair with the automobile, and it's great to see it on television. But to have it close it in person, I don't think there's a way to replicate that. So to have you guys back in Schaumburg on the 21st to the 23rd is very, very cool. And usually you'll have four of those different lots, and the cars that are featured, a lot of times they're ones from the area. It makes sense. So this is the place that people would put those cars. So John Kramen, talk a little bit about some of the ones maybe you're excited to see, or that maybe have even come in from other places. What are people going to experience on site?
Well, that's the good thing about Amicum Auctions, is we literally will have automotive history spanning 100 years. Pre-war classics, hot rods, the chrome and fin, the flashy colored cars for the 1950s, ton of muscle cars. Corvettes represent about 10%. That's the single highest model in quantity in Amicum Auction. And then we go all the way into a lot of vehicles from the modern era as well, including some late model exotics. And I just want to mention that our auctions are not just for buyers and sellers. They're for spectators as well.
Yep.
Advance ticket sales, only $20 at Mecum.com, $30 at the door, kids 12 and under free. This is open to the public, and we encourage that. You're able to get right up close to the cars, take a look at them, sit in the stands, watch some of the auction action, and generally speaking, I would be surprised if anybody that attended didn't find a car or two that really cranked up their past emotions about a car. What I'm looking forward to specifically at this auction, being kind of a Corvette, a muscle car guy, we've got a 65 GTO Gulfstream Aqua that's a showstopper. Of course, the whole muscle car movement started in 64 with the GTO. We've got an equally nice 70 Buick GSX. That was their hot one in what's considered to be kind of the pinnacle year for the muscle car. And then one of the best 62 Ford Thunderbird sports roadsters on the planet. And I'm not kidding. Conqueror's Restoration, multiple award winner. And that's just a little tiny sampling of the huge range of inventory we're going to have there at Schaumburg.
Yeah, for people that love to get out to the car cruises and cruise nights that happen all around the Chicagoland area, this is like the dream. This is like the all-star game. This is the dream team car show. So even if you're going to go there just to check it out, and I'm sure people are, you know, the spirit moves them and they're inspired to do something more than just see them. But I'm sure, John, you get a lot of people that are just there to check it out. A couple questions that came in from the listeners, like for when the bid goes on, you know, when let's say, you know, somebody wants a certain amount for the car and it's going to continue on. Does it automatically go to the next stop on, let's say, the Mecum tour, or does it, like, how does that work? People want to know where the car goes when it goes on.
Well, yes. Keep in mind that all the Mecum auctions, we allow our consigners to place a reserve or protected price. In other words, they don't have to sell the car if it doesn't hit their magic number. So we've been averaging well over 80% sell-through on the block. But for those cars that don't sell initially, they get put into what we call the bid goes on. A sticker goes in the window with the high bid with the instructions to see the folks over at the bid goes on kiosk to continue to advance bids. We do that for up to 3 weeks after the close of the auction. Doesn't necessarily mean the car is going to go to a future Mecum auction. It just simply means that that vehicle is also still available for sale. And it's a good program because about 10% of all of the entries of the 30,000 we handle annually, we are the world's largest, get sold via the bid goes on process. Some people just need a little bit of extra time to think about the pricing after the car leaves the block and the bid goes on. Guys are glad to accommodate that.
A little bit of time to kind of, you know, get that home equity loan lined up, you know, so that you could go ahead and do it. One of the things that I'm looking forward to is the 56 sedan delivery. That is going to be an awesome one too. And before we let you go, we want to mention some of the other things that are there. It is what you see on TV, but even more because you guys have motorcycles, you guys have boats. I wanted to find out what road art means. Like, what is that? Is there an art gallery in there? And of course, Jim Corneliuson, our very own, the voice of the Blackhawks and the Indianapolis 500, all that. So he's going to be there too.
Yeah, Jim is awesome. He goes to a lot of the Mecum auctions. We have really just so much respect for the emotion that he puts into the national anthem. He will be there. But yeah, Road Art specifically, that is our kind of our individual trademark theme for automotive memorabilia, and it spans, Dane, the widest range possible. Anything from automotive celebrity sign guitars to gas pumps, old brochures, die-cast cars, metal signs. It spans everything from A to Z. And typically we sell those at the beginning of the auction. We call them auction starters. And some of those items can be bought for as little as $100 or less. And it gives a way for everybody to participate in bidding, even if they're not there to buy a car. And it's a perfect way to get the auction started off. So the first product that we sell on the auction block isn't the car. We've already done 30 to 45 minutes of auction action. And of course, everybody's invited to participate in that. Gates will open there at 8 a.m. Cars typically start around 10 o'clock and we'll go till late in the afternoon, early evening.
It's great. It makes for great television, a great day out with the family. And if you love cars and automotive culture, it has got a little something for everybody. You mentioned that time span on just the kind of cars that are there, and it really does go the gamut. So, John Kramer, we'll let you get back to it. We know you got a busy week as you are making your way to Chicago. I think we're going to have some tickets for some of the listeners as well, and we'll certainly have links up at WGNradio.com. And, John, thanks so much for everything you guys do. I mean, I don't know if you get a lot of thanks. You know, you're out there, you're doing a business, you're doing the auction. It is great television. People love it. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Oh, man, always a pleasure, Dan. Thanks so much. See you there, buddy.